for WKU Public Radio, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield. The outcome of the program, known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, is still unresolved. DACA allowed minors who entered the country illegally the opportunity to receive work permits and deferred action on deportation. President Trump has sent Congress a list of changes that adds DACA to proposed immigration reforms, including the building of a wall on the Mexican border. Western Kentucky University student Angel Enriquez is waiting to learn the future of DACA. Enriquez is originally from Veracruz, Mexico, and relocated to Nashville, Tennessee, where he applied for DACA in 2012.
Unfortunately, I don't really remember much of it. I was 3 years old when I came, so I mean, I guess that's when memories were barely starting to develop. So it's kind of sad that I don't really remember like the relatives that I left behind and all that.
How did you originally come to understand your status in America?
When I was in high school, everybody was getting their learner's permits, so that's when you're like 15. And of course, you need a social security to get a learner's permit or like apply to for a driver's license. And everybody was always like, "Have you taken your learner's test yet?" And I was like, "I'm putting it back. I got to study more." But in reality, it was because like I didn't have a social at that time because I wasn't enrolled in the DACA program. And that's the first time that I ever felt excluded. Like that's the first time that I was ever like not able to do something because of my status. And that's kind of like when it really hit me and I was like, oh, I guess like this really does matter in a way.
And did you feel like it was something that you didn't want to share to people around you, or was it kind of hard for you to talk about at all?
Yeah, at first it kind of was because I mean, I think it's like a weird subject and I don't know why I was like scared to tell people at first, but then one time I shared my story with someone and they were like, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to tell people about it because like you don't know how many people you can inspire through that.
And would you describe the moment that you found out that President Trump rolled back the DACA program?
It sucked. It was like I couldn't even believe that it happened really. And like I got the news on my phone and I was like, oh my gosh. And it just, like my stomach dropped at that point because I was like, it's like, what now, you know? And everybody's like, what now?
And do you still feel like your dreams can come true here in America?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm a person of faith, so I think that it'll all work out in the end. And I will graduate college and I will just become a productive citizen. I mean, I feel like I already am.
And what keeps you hopeful that your dreams can come true in America?
Personally, me, it's just, I know that we're a nation that like fights for change, and I just know that, I mean, a lot of people are affected by it, and they're not going to stay quiet. They're going to do something about it, whether it's protests, call legislators, all that, and just seeing the involvement with just like the youth, everybody in college, and all the teens, like that just, it just shows there's a lot of us and we care and we're going to do something about it.
And for people that don't know someone on DACA, is there anything that you would like to share?
No, I just like to share that I feel like I'm just another American kid. Just happens that I speak Spanish, so I'm a little more tan. I mean, I grew up here since I was 3 years old. I mean, I feel like I speak the language perfectly. I grew up having like the average American life, like played little league baseball, did all that stuff. So it's just like, I feel American. I feel like I do everything. It's just that sometimes people differ just because of my background or what I look like.
We have been speaking with Angel Enriquez, a WKU student and native of Mexico, who is a DACA recipient. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield.